Well, as you know, we've been spending the last few months going through the book of 1 Thessalonians in the Bible. That's what we do most weeks that we gather. We go through a section of Scripture together. For the next couple weeks, we're going to take a break and do a couple of different things. Next week, being Christmas Eve day, we're going to look at the Christmas story from the book of Luke and the book of Matthew. And all our kids will be upstairs present with us, so we'll do that. And this week, we get the honor of doing what we call testimony services. We do these about two or three times a year, where we ask people in our congregation to come and share their story. How did God save them? What work has He done in their life? We do this for three reasons. And those of you who've gone through New to the Well, which is our membership community group, know that we do this as well. It's a big deal to hear people's stories. How did God save them? What has He done? What is He doing? That's such an important part of being Christian community together. And so we do it for three reasons. Number one, to honor God. We feel like when we talk about what God has done in our lives, He gets lots of glory, and we marvel at the unique way He has worked in all of our lives. Secondly, we tell stories, our stories, to encourage one another. Often when you hear someone else share what God is doing in them or has done in them, it serves as such an encouragement, such a challenge. You identify, yes, that's what's happening with me or happened with me. It makes us feel we're not isolated or alone. We find encouragement and joy and strength in somebody else's story and the encouragement in the way that God's worked in their life. So that's why we tell stories. And then thirdly, that we know one another. It's important when we gather on a Sunday morning or in smaller groups throughout the week, we're not numbers. Right? We're not random faces. We're family brought together by the gospel of our Lord. And family knows one another. Family appreciates the stories and the things and the perspectives that God has done in each of us. And so by taking time during our services or during New to the Well to share stories, we get to know each other. So it takes it deeper. So, with that as the introduction, today we have asked Brandon and Deanna Lee to share their story with us. So, Brandon and Deanna, where are you? There they are. And we're so excited to hear from them. And let's pray for them, yeah? And then we'll hand the mic over to them. God, thank you so much for the Lee family. We're thankful for them. And we just pray you'd bless them and us as we listen to the ways you've worked in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Oh, no, I'm good. Yeah, thank you. All right. Let me take a deep breath first. Okay. So, my name is Deanna, like CJ said. I've been coming to the Well for about 3 years now. But before I get started, as nervous as I am right now, I wanted to say thank you, and I'm really grateful to be up here. Not that I enjoy being up here. I as I was preparing my testimony, I just experienced and felt God's grace for my life all over again from the beginning, and I'm just so grateful for that opportunity. And also, up until today, I just received so many encouraging words from you guys through email, through text, and even FaceTime from India. They've been encouraging me so much that, you know, what better crowd than you guys to share my testimony today. So thank you. All right. So I'm going to just get started here, get my paper going. I'm so glad I printed this in large font because they look so much smaller up here. Okay, so I'm going to share a little bit about my faith today, and I would like to start my story with my experience here at the Well. As we're going through the book of Thessalonians, learning about what it means to live out your faith in everyday life, I'm gratefully reminded of how my life was largely influenced by various people that followed the teachings of the Thessalonians to the heart and living it out. I can't imagine where my life would be if it wasn't those people that God had placed in different phases of my life to bring me and guide me to the faith I have. And I would like to share how the experience now here at the Well community is shaping my faith now as it ties to my faith in the past and to my hope to the future in Jesus. My husband and I have been coming to the Well for about 3 years now, and we first got to the Well looking for a church that was mission-oriented, a church that was more intentional about sending their own body. And as we all know, the Well has the word mission all over its face. I remember the very first Sunday we visited, they were sending out people to China. After the initial visit, we stuck around. We went through the new to the Well, learning the core beliefs that the Well follows. We got plugged into the community group. And over time, I saw and experienced what made up the Well community. Authentic group of people who are intentionally shaping their lives through everyday little stuff and big decisions just to live faithfully according to the gospel they have received. And now being part of the Well with you guys through Sunday worship and Bible learning and community group, I'm becoming like the people who brought me to know the Christ long time ago when I was only a teenager. I was born in South Korea and came to the States when I was 14 years old. I barely knew how to say my name and age in English. When I was 9, my dad took off to America in pursuit of his American dream and left my mom and us kids along with the pile of debt he had accumulated over the years. And then after about 5 years, when I was 14, my dad miraculously earned a green card in the States and invited his kids to come live with him. My mom, who was struggling as a single mom after the divorce at the time, gladly let us go in hopes that her girls would have a better life in America. However, when we arrived in the States, life that was waiting for us wasn't all just green. Life at home was more challenging than the life in a foreign country with new culture and language. Life at home was often filled with yelling and fighting between my dad and his young girlfriend at the time over my dad's frequent infidelities and lack of money for things. Silent and sometimes outright abusive blaming of the girlfriend that somehow my sister and I were the source of their struggle made it very difficult for us to feel at home. School was my only escape, as challenging as it was, because I didn't know the language. But I tried to put my hope in doing well in school as a source of security. My mouth is really dry. Okay. Then after a few months after the arrival, thank you. Then after a few months, thank you so much. Then after a few months, after the arrival to the States, trying to adjust to the new reality in the chaos, came the biggest invitation that changed my life forever, which I believe is the reason why God brought me to the States and what makes the truth in Romans 8:28 shine so bright in my life as my only hope. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, and for those who are called according to his purpose. This girl named Anna, a pastor's kid, invited me and my sister to a church. I've been to church maybe once or twice in my life before then to get free goodies, basically. As I was looking for any escape from home as much as possible, I gladly accepted the offer. She would come pick us up every Sunday from then on, and we attended every church activity. The church was mainly made up of first-generation Korean-American working immigrants. These people came seeking a better life in America, just like my dad did, but they were different because their hopes weren't grounded in worldly return of their hard work. They weren't motivated by self-advancement and self-glorification in the new world they were in, but marked by faithfully giving and serving all they could within their means to advance God's kingdom and not their own. Where am I? I lost my line. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you. The youth group I was part of was led by college students and a pastor who volunteered their time, who truly believed Paul's teaching in 1 Thessalonians 2:19. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. Sorry, it's my hormones. It's... It was through the consistent selfless caring of these leaders who taught me to find the truth in God's word, that I was a beloved child of God, and not to believe the lies I was constantly hearing at home. Over the next couple of years, I learned to read the Bible and pray to deepen my relationship with Jesus, and with their guidance, I committed myself to the Lord as my Savior. Even as things got so much worse at home, I felt God's protection more so and experienced his endless provision in every aspect of my life. I remember it was during one of the youth retreats. I was looking up at the beautiful night sky with so many stars, where God pushed out all my fears and filled my heart instead with awe for his glory and his promise for my life, found in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. With God's providence, I got into college, finished dental school in Boston. It was a place where I met a community of God's people who were living and serving others through their vocation and setting examples for others, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. To aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one. During dental school, my heart opened for mission through short-term mission trips, and I also met my hot husband right here, Brandon. Which brings my story to Portland, where he is from, and eventually here at the Well. Here at the Well, I believe God is training me and Brandon for our next big adventure, which is to share our faith and be a witness of God to those who haven't heard the gospel in a mission field. This is all I have, and I would like to finish my testimony with words of grateful heart for you guys, the Well community. I know of a lot of you who, in and out of church, serve to reach and care for the youth, as well as the group of refugees and immigrants who immigrated to the country. And as a direct beneficiary of the hard work by people like you who believe that our hope and goal in life is the person of Jesus and sharing that faith with those who don't know him, I thank you and praise your heart and hope that you continue to persevere through your hard work. Thank you.
All right, so if any of you guys don't know who I am, I'm Brandon, Deanna's wife, and when we were asked by the elders to share our testimony, the first thought that came into my mind was, why would they pick us? You know, like, considering there are so many people, so many of you guys out there that have, frankly, maybe your story and are better up here, you know, in front of people and talking and much more comfortable, why us? But... my first reaction was not a chance, but after thinking about it, the spirit within me tugged me in the other direction. And it changed my mind because it's really not about me, but about Christ and the Holy Spirit that changes us so that we can give God the glory and be in relationship with him. So, like Deanna, So Deanna and I had very opposite beginnings. I grew up in a Christian home that was focused on family. Actually nowadays, you know, it's less common, but we ate dinner every night, and God was talked about daily. We went to every activity the church had. I attended Awana when I was a cubby, well into Sparks, for those who know what Awanas is. It was basically a Christian children's ministry memorizing and learning about Christ. With all the exposure to the good news of Christ, you would think that I would be some sort of ultra-Christian, but I was so far from that. My poor parents, who had to raise a child that naturally wanted to do the complete opposite what I was told, I rebelled as much as I could when it came to church. I would attend, but if it were up to me, I would rather not have been there or had been with some of my friends who were not believers. I would come up with excuses not to go, but it never worked. Can you imagine how hard it is to memorize verses if you didn't really think about it, what it means, or even cared? Well, it was extremely hard for me to memorize verses, which was required for us to do in Awanas. Looking back, I didn't encounter the person of Jesus personally. Therefore, all the memory verses and teachings were empty words. On the outside, I looked like a Christian, but I really wasn't. In college, my parents had less of an influence on me because I was in Eugene, so I chose not to attend or participate in church. Being apart from Christ, I made many foolish decisions. I experienced all the typical college immature acts. My life was headed towards destruction. Like it says in Romans 8:6-8, for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Unfortunately, during my college days, my identity was found in of this world and headed towards death. Still stuck in my same ways, after college, I moved back in with my parents. I searched in search of a job, I landed one as a janitor. I worked a few months at the same school as my younger brother attended high school. After a couple weeks, I couldn't work there for any longer. Not because of the work itself, but because of the attitude of the other custodians. Their negativity eventually rubbed off on myself. A few months later, I found another job as a dental technician. At the job, I met a guy named Tom Vo. He was an outspoken new Christian believer. God used Tom's boldness in speaking the truth into me using the words, "If God is real, then shouldn't it be important now, not later?" It was that question that made me think harder to where my life was headed. I began a new journey not to satisfy myself or others, including my parents, but to praise and follow the Creator of everything. As it says in Ephesians 4:22-24, you were taught with regards to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to be put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Tom encouraged me not to waste my life and trust God where he leads me. I felt God had a plan for me as a dentist. But how could this be considering my grades weren't competitive with the other applicants applying for dental school. In my mind, it didn't matter. As long as I did my best, God is going to use me. I was okay with not being a dentist and willing to try something else after trying my absolute best. After 2 months of studying for the DAT, the dental admissions test, I signed up to take the exam. This was the first time in giving it everything I was able and trusting God. I was okay with failure, knowing that God has a specific path for me. It didn't matter what people thought about me. As long as I was seeking God, I knew He would guide me. I had peace in my heart wherever He led me. A verse that I could rely on was Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Another verse that helped me at that time was Matthew 6:25-26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, not gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? After the four-hour exam, I was speechless with joy. God provided a close to perfect score that would get me into dental school. My initial plan was to wait 1 year and apply the following, but I received letters from schools just after 1 week from taking the exam. After interviewing, I decided to enroll at Boston University that same year. Things were moving so quickly. With God's grace, I got into dental school, but as soon as I got to Boston, my faith was tested. To my surprise, it was extremely hard to find brothers and sisters in Christ in school. It didn't take too long for me to forget all that God had shown me up until getting into dental school. I was back into my old habits until I received news from my mom late into my second year. She was diagnosed with colon cancer. In desperation, I repented to God for forgiveness. God healed her. Shortly afterwards, I found a community of believers, as well as my wife, Deanna. Once I thought that there weren't any believers in dental school, God provided a lovely woman who happened to sit right next to me in a dental lab. I remember that day like it was the other day. Deanna came to sit down next to me and placed a Bible on the table. I was so intrigued seeing the Word of God in dental school. So in dental school, there's certain requirements that are needed to be completed before you graduate where you can have a partner. And I had a specific case and asked Deanna if she wanted to partner up with me. She agreed to give her phone number because she needed the credit. After many phone conversations and walks along the Charles River, Deanna and I started dating. I knew that this was God's way of telling me He is everywhere and He provides. In just a few months of dating, we got engaged. As it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." 1 year later, Deanna and I got married. It was by God's grace I graduated and found a job in Portland. Returning to Portland was an easy transition for myself. However, Deanna, who is not a native, struggled early on because of the rain. God provided jobs for the both of us. He gave us places of employment, even at that time, it was hard for us to find a job. We both worked at a very busy office that gave us experience with advanced procedures. Even colleagues that went off to general practice residencies didn't get the experience we got. Plus, we got paid. So. After 2 years of corporate dentistry, God provided a clinic made exclusively for me. I was approached by a dentist who was an uncle of a family friend who asked for me to try out his practice without buying or committing to it. He previously sold his business to another dentist that backed out of the deal. The selling dentist's license lapsed, and he was in desperate need of a dentist in his office. He said, "I was able to keep everything that was produced, and I wouldn't have to pay for the practice or rent for 3 months. It was a try it, and if you like it, then you can buy it. This sort of deal doesn't exist, but with God, anything is possible." As it turns out, this office was a gym. The previous dentist and I had similar philosophies in patient care and prevention. The location was perfectly situated close to the city and growing at a tremendous rate. God provided much more than we could ever expect. Just recently, we sold Deanna's practice. 2 years ago, we decided to work together at my office and to sell Deanna's practice and office building. After very little inquiries and no success for 2 years, we decided to take the practice off the market and sell the building. We were in the final week until shutting the office down when a lady clinician comes by and falls in love with the office. She was extremely motivated and saw great potential for the office. After her due diligence, she agrees to purchase the practice and the building. How amazing is God and his providence? His timing is perfect, and he is in control at all times.
Amen. Have you been blessed this morning? Yes. Wow. Thank you guys so much. Just to say, if you can relate to any of these experiences and you would, I'm sorry, I'm volunteering you guys. I hope this is okay. But you want to ask them more questions. Hey, what about this or what about that? I'm sure they would be open to that. Particularly if you have questions about God and the gospel and your growth and journey in that, they would love to share that with you as well. Thank you guys so much. What a joy. What a joy. So I'm going to call an audible here and ask the worship team if they could come back up. And can we sing Forever one more time? I think it's good to respond with that song again.